Hello. Well, it's a Saturday night, 9:14, and I'm in my pickup truck with my doggy Micro. He's looking at me. He always looks at me all the time we're driving. He sits in the other seat. He's pretty good. He's getting pretty good. We're going to go back over and visit Zoe. If you saw or heard an audio boo earlier today, you would have seen Zoe. Zoe is my friend Linda's dog. And I'm watching her house babysitting and our doggy sitting and house sitting for her. So I'm on the way over there and I'm going to watch her house tonight. Zoe? Mikey, every time I say Zoe, Mikey raises his ears. Micro is the boy, and Zoe is the girl. She is such a sweetheart. She got big, gorgeous eyes. She just like looks right at you, and she'll give you the ball. Mikey, he doesn't like giving you the toy. Today, we went over to the pet store, the full-on, not just like a pet store. This is more like a feed store. Bought a huge bag of wild bird feed for $11. Much cheaper than those little tiny ones that come in the store. And so we can have a million birds. Gene feeds the birds out front and they all flock over there. It's really kind of cute, actually. Little tiny cute. But they're all, I don't know. I don't see any colorful birds out here in Anaheim. I keep looking. Gene says there's some pretty ones out front sometimes while he's working on his papier-mâché out there. And I don't see any. There's air coming through the door here. Because I probably don't have it shut all the way. Anyways, that was a nice little drive. I live on the other side of Disneyland, and Linda lives on this side of Disneyland. The east side of Disneyland. She lives on the east side, I live on the west side. I don't know, I have this habit of always looking behind me to see if there's somebody following me. And last night I was out, what was I doing? Last night I was out and about, and I could have swore there was this like red car following me. So I went into Taco Bell, which I shouldn't have done, that'll teach me. And then when I drove out of Taco Bell, this car was like right behind me. So I got like a little suspicious, so I pulled over. And all of a sudden, and then the car went by me and it pulled over up in front of me. I mean, like about a half a block away, it pulled over too. Which should make a person suspicious. So then after that I kept driving and going back and forth and just making sure no one was following me. I don't know why they'd want to follow me. Mikey would like bite their ankles, right? They'd bite their ankles. But you never know. When you live in the big city, it's the kind of thing you have to think about. I'll have to tell you the story. Oh, I know. I'll make an audio boo and tell you about my night, of a frightening night. That'll be a good one. All right, I'm stopping this one because I have to make a turn. Bye.